This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Friday edition of What's On Your Mind is on the air. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind for a reason. We love finding out what's on your mind. Remember we used to do Normal or Nuts Fridays?
Whatever happened to that?
Well, you know, you do it for a while. It's kind of fun. Then we decided to do something different. But I'm going to bring it back for today. I have a Normal or Nuts question for you today on the program. Okay, so stay tuned for that. In a few moments here. I also think we need to spend some time talking about a topic we have spent 191 days discussing, and that is the Dakota Access Pipeline protest situation. You have professional protesters, eco-terrorists, that continue to try and hold the state of North Dakota hostage, hold a company hostage, hold the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers hostage. It's quite an endeavor. And a choice is nearing related to health and well-being and, you know, safety issues related to folks at an illegal encampment. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that as well on the program today. I just want to give you a little heads up that we'll be joined at the bottom of this hour by Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Lynn joins us every month to walk through the numbers on the director's cut, it's called. And so we will get the latest numbers for November and December related to the oil and gas production in the state. Rig counts and talk a lot about that. Production dropped significantly. We'll find out why. And welcome your calls, questions, and comments. Lynn's a great resource, so take advantage of it. Also, Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for a full hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. We mentioned earlier in the week that normally is on Wednesday. It is Friday today, so he'll be here for a full hour in our final hour to take your questions and comments. He was in the Oval Office yesterday with President Trump, and the minutes prior to what is being called a historic press conference. Historic press conference. We have some audio of that as well that we'll share with you. I had a bit of an epiphany in the middle of all of that because I was concerned about how I found myself spending most of my time being concerned about how the press conference would be covered rather than whether it was the right thing to do. And I got sucked into, you know, the vortex of the chattering class. I did. I admit it. I need counseling. I need a lot of help because the fact that I could get sucked into that vortex like that, I did. But thankfully, I'm here to report I've broken out of it. I got out of it. So that's okay. So that's good news. So I'll tell you more about that a little later on in the program and my thoughts on it. I want yours as well. It actually is the subject of our normal or nuts question today. But before, let's start on the camp stuff, okay? And by the way, thank our sponsor, of which we have many on this program, and we are very blessed, and we thank them because without them, we're not here. You know, there is no K-Fire, there is no AM 1100 The Flag or KTGO 1090 or KLTC without the advertisers that support this program. And when you hear this program and you hear commercials and mentions of different businesses, if you like this program, you want this program to continue, thank them, let them know you hear this, respond to it. If they have goods and services, buy them. You know, it's very, very important, okay? We thank our sponsors. We are proud of our longtime alliance with the North Dakota Petroleum Council. We're proud of the fact that they are an entity that, with their members, supports a huge percentage of North Dakota's workforce, a huge percentage of North Dakota's economy. And you can find out about good work they do at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, including their blood bank, Battle of the Bakken blood bank, going on right now for a few more days. So find a location and take part in it. All right. Here's the choice that government leaders are faced with. This will fall mostly on state and local government, but the federal government plays a role in this as well because there is an encampment that has been causing most of the trouble related to the Dakota Access Pipeline protest for a good chunk of those 191 days that is on Corps land. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers allowed it, enabled it, and very much owns this problem. They do. This is a problem as much of the federal government's making because they allowed, in the name of political correctness, professional protesters and eco-terrorists to get a foothold on illegal land and then have a base in which to operate from. It's sort of like what the terrorists in 9/11 did. There were countries that harbored terrorists. They were just as guilty as as President Bush famously said, you're either with us or against us. And, you know, the terrorists and those that allow them are just as guilty. So the federal government has guilt here. They really do. And now the federal government, the state and local government, and the state has done the vast majority of this work, coordinating with Morton County as well on the local side. They have a decision to make. There's an A and a B here. And the A is doing what governments do. Okay, it doesn't matter who's to blame. It doesn't matter. We just got to protect, you know, health and safety. That's what we do. Okay, we need life and limb. We got to protect it. All right? And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers sets a deadline of February 22nd, says you have to be out. Somebody not in a position to have any authority yesterday tried to waive that while trying to quote-unquote negotiate. There's no negotiating. There's nothing but thugs down there. That's what's left. It's thugs. It's people that change. They come in and they come out. And who's running the show today? It's a disaster. Okay? It's an absolute disaster. There's some well-intentioned people in that camp who have been good-hearted and wanted to help clean up, but they are led by a band of thugs. Okay? I mean, the drug use and the illegal behavior that's going on is just phenomenal. Okay? So they are purporting to negotiate and speak on their behalf, and they don't want to leave February 22nd. They want to change rules. Look, somebody has to draw a line in the sand. The Army Corps of Engineers did on February 22nd, and now there's people saying we don't want to live by that. So now choice B is to say, well, what do we do? I guess we got to go in there and save them from themselves. And then, unfortunately, one of the reasons that nobody's negotiating in good faith is because they want a confrontation. And they have all along wanted a confrontation. And very often they've gotten it just in the name of we have to do what we have to do. And then they use that to raise more money on GoFundMe. And the whole sordid affair continues to roll out. And they put their lies on social media. And it works. It works for them. It works beautifully. They're masterful. They're great communicators. None of it's factual to speak of. Most of it's lies. Most of it's designed to fundraise and perpetuate this cause worldwide. But it works. So they want another confrontation. They're hoping for it. It's what they need. It's their last gasp. The question government leaders are faced with is, do you give it to them? Knowing that you're giving it to them basically to save a lot of other people and a whole lot of garbage going into the, you know, floating down into, all kinds of places, doing some damage to the ecosystem and water supply and everything else. They caused it. But do you save them from that to give them the confrontation? What would you do? What would you do? That is the decision that is going on right now. In my mind, because construction continues, I mean, all we're really talking about is should they be on illegal ground or not now. It isn't about what they're ultimately able to do. It's just that I honestly, if it was my decision, I would say, I'm going to repeat every hour the deadline in which we have to simply retreat and be out of there. And then whatever happens with the flood or the mess or anything else is on your hands, not ours. Because we've declared it a disaster. We've told you to leave. I wouldn't give them the confrontation because it's their fundraising tool. It's their billy club on their issue. And it's sad because a whole lot of damage will be done. And potentially, you know, life and limb in danger of people who are not getting out of there in some sort of condition because they can't get into these camps and find out who's there, who needs help, who's in some state of, you know, whatever. They can't. They can't get in there. What would you do? Government's role is to protect. That's the job of government. And sometimes that's easy and sometimes it's not. In this case, because you have people spoiling for a fight, it would not be easy by any stretch. And who knows what would happen? We've come so close to very ugly things happening in the past, and I mean literally people being killed, gunshots being fired and everything else. Hasn't happened, but might at this time. But that's what government does. On the other hand, this is on federal land. They don't want to lift a finger. They're bringing a few here and a few there, but it's small ball, and they're all afraid of their shadows, bunch of bureaucrats. It's embarrassing. Awful. So I wouldn't. I don't think I would. I really wouldn't. Not when you've repeatedly warned them. I wouldn't. I wouldn't give them what they want. That's just me. I'm curious of your opinion. My normal or nuts question on the Trump press conference yesterday. Your calls when we come back. Andrew in Jamestown wants to go and talk about it. Fred and Wayne, too. Stay tuned. More coming up.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What's on your mind? Todd, the radio god Mitchell, back at us here. Todd, how are you? Happy Friday to you. Maybe he's not. He told me he had to do a little news there. I thought we were going to take care of that in the first segment, but he's still the hardest working guy in radio. Manny, I'll say you.
You. What? I'm what?
Yeah. I said happy Friday to you.
Hi, happy Friday.
I explained you were off doing some news things.
Just got
just go.
You were hardest working guy in radio.
Oh, I don't know about that. Don't lie to your listeners. Come on.
Manny, happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday to both of you.
All right, so let's go to the phones here at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I have, Todd, can you play the montage of Donald Trump? Just for anybody that missed yesterday's press conference, A, you most likely were under a rock because it's all anybody's been talking about since. But just in case, to inform your opinion on the following question that I'm about to ask, okay? I need to play a little montage. So go ahead and roll that, Todd.
The press honestly is out of control. The level of dishonesty is out of control. It's so important to the public to get an honest press. The public doesn't believe you people anymore. The leaks are absolutely real. The news is fake. Russia is fake news. Russia, this is fake news put out by the media.
Mr. President.
Just like CNN, right?
On the travel ban. We could banter back and forth.
Having to get up and ask a very insulting question like that. Yeah, go ahead. Quiet. See, he lied about he was going to get up and ask a very straight, simple question.
One more follow-up.
Should I let him have a little bit more? What do you think, Peter?
Yes?
Peter, should I have let him have a little bit more? Sit down. Sit down.
I do want to include the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional
Hispanic
Caucus.
Well, I would. I tell you what. Do you want to set up the meeting? Do you want to set up the meeting?
Wow.
They've never, ever, ever seen anything like this. Ever. Ever. My question is that normal or nuts? I want to know what you think. Normal or nuts? Our normal or nuts Trump question today, ladies and gentlemen. And please text in your answers, 701-226-8503. Congressman Cramer will be here at the end of the hour. I'm going to be on Point of View tonight, which you can watch on West Dakota Fox or KX4. And we're going to be talking about this as well tonight. And I want to bring the survey results from the What's On Your Mind audience related to whether this is normal or nuts to the TV show tonight. Okay? So, normal or nuts? And I'm specifically talking about President Donald Trump's press conference yesterday, his approach to the press, what he's doing. Is that normal or is that nuts? Okay? You tell me what you think. So go to the phones here. Andrew, in Jamestown, you're first up here on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
First of all, good morning, Scott. Good morning, Todd.
Morning.
Let me just say that I got to say, yeah, I appreciate the job you and Todd and your organization does. I don't consider you guys to be fake media. I think that's another one Uncle Donald gave us was the fake media nonsense, that buzzword, and I'm really getting sick of hearing that. But I think yesterday's news conference is indicative of what Donald's has found out, that he's bit off more than he can chew. He's trying to fight too many battles on too many fronts, and he's not capable, nor does he have the manpower to handle the mess that he acquired. He did. There's no mistake about that. He acquired a mess. He has a mess. The economy's a mess. It's been talked about, documented, blah, blah, blah. He inherited a mess. But I don't think that he's capable of handling the job as his campaign and as his headlines, his self-proclaimed headlines.
Can I ask you a question based on that, Andrew?
Sure.
Do you think that he is thinking if he holds the press's feet to the fire, in other words, he takes them on, then the job he has to do will be easier? I think what he's saying is, you are making my job tougher, and I am the president of the United States. This is life or limb. This is, you know, a war with ISIS. This is leaky borders. This is $20 trillion in debt. And you people are making the job of fixing this mess tougher because you put out stuff that's garbage. Don't you think that's what he's saying? I think he's saying, I do have a tough job, but I can't do it because of you guys.
Absolutely. If he were to come out and actually say it that way, he'd have an argument. I absolutely would be 100% behind him. I'm 110% behind Trump to begin with. I voted for the opponent, but you know what? He's my president. At the end of the day, what needs to happen is he needs to quit giving in to all this stuff, put his Donald ego aside, and just go forward with his job. No, don't worry about your narcissism. Don't worry about your God complex. Don't worry about I'm the leader of the free world nonsense. Just do the job that you've been tasked to do and move on.
All right. That's one approach. That's not the Donald Trump approach, and that's my question. Is that normal or is that nuts? And I'm going to mark you down as a nuts, even though I think you're with the guy. But I hear you, Andrew, because you don't like the approach on this. A couple of texts. Well, obviously, it's not normal, but it's not nuts either. I'd say it's needed. Here's one. Trump, or nuts, but I loved it. Nuts, but I loved it. Another, Trump and his press conference is the new normal. Another, totally awesome. Another, the new wonderful normal. Wonderful in camps. Very Trump-esque. I like that. Let's see. Yo, as distorted as the media is, good for Trump. Fred and Wang, what's your take on this, sir?
Well, good morning, sir. I have to say that it was just nuts. I had so much work to do. This snow has given us so much work. And I was sitting in, I went in there and I saw that it was coming out, and I lost an hour and 25 minutes of good work time, and my sons watched it with me. They weren't working. We lost so much work here on the farm watching it. It was nuts, but oh, I hope that becomes a normal. It was better than the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl was the greatest Super Bowl we ever had. And we could not. We just laughed, and we said, when we were giving high fives to one another, my sons and I, wow, we finally got somebody who's not a parrot for somebody else. He is a parrot for Donald Trump, with Donald Trump only. And I say, Jim and his cabinet, when they get in there, take that four-wheel drive pickup, drive down to the swamp, put your boots on, and let's start going out there with clubs and knocking some snakes on the head. And if the boots that he's wearing are not deep enough, he should have a set of hip waders that he can go deeper into the swamp with each one of his cabinet officials, take a bigger stick, bang more snakes, and if that's not good enough, I hope that Donald Trump and his cabinet grow a set of web feet so they can swim out to the middle of that swamp and let's beat it to death.
Well, I'm recording this Senate to the White House. I'll tell you that. I think that reaction probably describes the vast majority of Trumpville, right? People are just fed up with the way things are going. I absolutely love it. You wanted to talk about the protest, too. I only have a half a minute left, so give me your best 30 seconds on what you think should happen there.
Well, the protest, you know, I kind of wanted to protest the egg show this year because, you know, different reasons. I tried to put in my money for, to George Soros, and I didn't get any. But I know if I would have got some money from George Soros and sat out in front of the egg show and protested it and started burning vehicles out there, they would have found out where I got my money, and I would have been condemned under the RICO standard. So I'm going to tell the governor, there's got to be a way we can figure out where they're getting their money. We have to be able to hold these people accountable,
I think the governor has his hands full trying to deal with this mess. Meanwhile, the attorney general is hiding under his desk. I mean, paging Wade Stengem. I have no idea why that wouldn't be job one for him. I'm dead serious. I think it's ridiculous. Fred, appreciate the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Troy Oglem of Northwood. Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is sponsoring a See for Yourself program to Portland, Oregon, July 11th through the 14th, for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. Learn about checkoff investment in rail and water transportation, soy biodiesel, agricultural advocacy training, and tour shipping ports where North Dakota soybeans leave for Asia. Experience firsthand the systems in which North Dakota Soybean Council invests to ensure market stability for your soybeans. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed. North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself program by April 17th. Log on to ndsoybean.org and apply today.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi there. You guys, it's a good conversation about, the press conference. I like it, but as it was happening, President Trump actually said, you know what, you guys are going to twist and turn all over this, and tomorrow report it, take it all out of context. So he made the call. I like that, too. But, we're only a month into him being president. And as far as, Obama blaming Bush, that went on into his second term. That's, I think, what got old for all of us.
Appreciate the call and welcome others. 800-228-0550. Don't forget, you can always call us at 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776, extension 1, and leave a message. We have a survey going on. I'm going to tally up all the answers, and I'll be on Point of View with Chris Berg tonight that you can watch 6:30 on KX. 4 and 10:30 on West Dakota Fox or also online at, povnow.tv, I think, povnow.tv. And the question is, Donald Trump, yesterday, the press conference, this epic press conference that everybody's talking about, normal or nuts? What's your answer? Normal or nuts? And feel free to add a little bit in. And I am going to share the results with the White House. I am. I'm because I think Washington, D.C., New York, the coast, they don't get real America. We, ladies and gentlemen, are real America. And your reactions to this, in contrast to how the elites and the cocktail party crowd and the media and K Street, how they react, is unbelievable. I'll talk more about that with Congressman Kramer next hour. I think it's a great exercise in understanding the bubble that they're in. They are in a bubble. So please, speak your heart on this. Either by texting Todd at 701-226-8503, calling us, or emailing, if you'd like, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. We'll collect all of them. We'll get a tally on the normal or nuts. Was Donald Trump normal in doing what he did or nuts in doing what he did? They think it was nuts. They being the folks in the bubble, the elites, 99-1. Nuts. You can't even believe it. And I have some examples of that we'll share. And even some folks that you wouldn't normally think that. Bernie Goldberg last night with Bill O'Reilly, interesting analogy on a prize fighter and what Trump ought to do. I'll play it for Congressman Kramer next hour when we take his calls. All right, I'm going to switch gears here. Sean and Fargo, Pat and Bismarck. Let me just get Sean and Fargo in here real quick. And Pat and Bismarck, you're next in queue, but we're going to have to chat with you after we're done with our next guest. Sean, give me your best 1 minute. What's on your mind?
My question is, have you guys noticed the news article from 9 News affiliates or NBC affiliates about a survey that was sent out post news conference about his the media bias and all that?
No, I didn't. You said a survey came in. Did you get one?
No, I didn't, because I seen a news article or a posting on Facebook about this article written by one of the NBC writers about how this survey sent out to all these Trump supporters after the press conference is so media biased and bashing the media and asking all their opinions and stuff. And I read through the article, and even the link they had to the survey was from the campaign. All the questions on it are from the campaign. So how is this, you know, the media supposed to bash Trump and sit there and make him discredited when they keep pumping out the fake news that they are obviously denying that they're doing?
Yeah. Well, surveys and those kind of things are pretty common. You know, I don't know if that was the Republican Party or if it was some arm, but they would do it and say, you got a problem with this, and use it sort of as a fundraising tool, but separate from the president, no different than Obama doing it on his. Do you think what the president did yesterday was normal or nuts?
Well, honestly, I don't think it was normal, because I think it was really awesome what he went out of the bounds of what traditional presidents would do with being slow and stop talking and all that. And he went out there and he, you know, called them out on their stuff. He spoke his mind and he was awesome about it. So, yeah, it was unprecedented in the fact that he was better than what any other president has been as far as new conferences go.
Sean, appreciate the call. Please call again. And others, welcome as well. Let me bring in our guest on a completely different topic. This will continue, obviously, the conversation into the next hour as well with Congressman Kramer. But the director's cut is an opportunity for us to get a handle on the numbers in oil and gas production. The numbers now available for December out this week. And Lynn Helms is gracious enough to join us and walk us through some of those numbers every month as the director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources joins us on our Newsmaker line. Lynn, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Scott. It's been a hectic morning, but it is a beautiful February day, is it not?
It is indeed. Now, you do this director's cut every month. Do you think you want to maybe add a little flair and go a little Donald Trump-like with getting some of the numbers out? I mean, I don't think anybody's been more maligned in the media than you sometimes. Every now and then they get a little nasty and everything else. So you could kind of use it, this new style. What do you think? Want to give that a try, or is it not very?
Well, I
got to
say, Scott, that's not my style, but it certainly is his, and it's outside the box. And I'm really enjoying your show and people's thoughts this morning.
I am too. I'm learning from it. It's phenomenal. I really enjoy it. And, you know, when you say it's not your style, you'd be in the camp of a lot of folks. It's just very, very unusual, especially for a president of the United States. But I think all of us have some empathy for people that have been wrongly maligned in the media reports and everything else, and appreciate somebody wanting to set the record straight, and he certainly is. So you said it's been a hectic morning. Is it a hectic time? Are we getting back to a hectic pace?
Well, we're trying, Scott. The oil industry is working hard to try to get roads plowed out and get back in business. They're running into a few barriers, and we'll talk about those. As you know, the numbers showed that in December, when the winter just hit us like a wave of snowfall, we had three major snow events. Production went down 92,000 barrels a day from November to December. That sounds pretty drastic, but actually, you know, the revenue forecast called for 950,000, so just about spot on. It's below trend. We probably should have had a 10 or 20,000 barrel a day drop. But winter got us pretty hard, and that lasted through January. So those wells stayed down. We're expecting January to be in that same neighborhood. And of course, now with the spring thaw, we're going to have road restrictions and load limits. And so it probably will be May or June before we can start to pick back up. But operators are saying, we want frac crews. We want to double or triple the number of frac crews in the state. And they're out hiring and holding job fairs and dusting off that equipment that they parked a year and a half ago. And they're really anxious to get back to work. The return on investment for them for completing these wells that have set idle is 100%. And so they are anxious at this oil price to get those wells on production.
The drop that was weather related, is it a case of you can't have production in that, or that, hey, it's costly to do so, and so let's just take a step back, given the, you know, price environment. I mean, I don't think people understand the level of cost that's added because of our extreme weather here, right? I mean, for if you did a benchmark Texas to North Dakota on cost, we would not win that battle because of our weather, right?
That's right. Yep. And I think it was more a matter of can't. About 75% of the oil now moves by pipeline, so that wasn't quite as big a problem. But we still have about 65% of the produced water moving by truck. And so those wells just had to be shut down because there was no way to keep the road open to get those trucks in there and move that salt water. And it's just not safe to let the wells produce and fill the tanks up. So people plowed the roads, got in there safely, shut the wells down, and left them down until the snow stopped blowing and they could open the roads up for good.
So, you know, when I saw your numbers, the second they came out, like much of the energy world does, they're watching very closely these numbers that come out of North Dakota, given the significance of the Bakken play. It's a ooh, ouch. On the other hand, I almost instantly went to, look, it's weather, number one. Number two, we're going in such a different direction that really this is ultimately going to be a blip. To your point, budget-wise, pretty close to the forecast. So anything else that I'm being too Pollyanna about that number on? Is there anything else that you see that was obviously the weather did the impact it had, but anything else that worries you in the number you saw from December?
Nothing really in the numbers, Scott. I was very impressed that industry was able to keep their flaring under control, even with all the freeze-ups and the winter weather situations. I've got some pictures that some of my field inspectors sent in where gas measurement buildings are completely buried in the snow. You cannot even see the building, just the pipe going in and the pipe coming out. And so there were lots of problems with gas gathering and processing, but industry still managed to gather 86%. And so very impressive work on their part. The work that was done between industry and the Industrial Commission was very, very good work, and we're staying on target there. Pretty concerned about a couple of federal rules. Very happy that Congress has moved, and you can talk to Congressman Kramer about this, but Congress has moved to stop the BLM venting and flaring rule. That rule would take a step backwards and actually lag North Dakota in terms of gas gathering for about 6 years. They don't catch up for 6 years. And it interferes with private and state mineral rights. Probably more concerned, there's an advanced notice of proposed rulemaking out by PHMSA based on the New York Attorney General's opinion that the vapor pressure of crude oil should be dropped down to 9 PSI. That's way below winter blend gasoline, and there's no science behind it, and we just really need a lot of people to comment on the fact that we don't set those things based on politics and that sort of thing. We set them based on science.
And so that's a proposed rule now.
That's correct.
Got it. And the BLM rule you're talking about is the one that they're working on getting enough votes in the Senate to repeal, like they have on all these other, the congressional manner in which they undo Obama era regulations. That's the BLM one, right?
Yes, that's correct. The BLM rule is a final rule, and the states of Wyoming, Montana, and North Dakota sued to toss that rule out. And then we went down to Casper, Wyoming, and we asked for a preliminary injunction to stop the rule from going into effect until we could litigate it. The judge didn't think that we had immediate irreparable harm, and so he denied the preliminary injunction. The rule went into effect. It really doesn't kick in for a year after its effective date. That's why we couldn't prove immediate irreparable harm. But that's the one that Congress is going after, and we really hope they're successful.
Yeah, short break. By the way, Senator Heidi Heitkamp has said in media reports that she is undecided on how to vote on that change. So folks do need to let Senator Heitkamp know what you think about that particular decision. More with Lynn Helms after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This week's Safety Minute features NDSC safety consultant Gus Ganser discussing what electricity is and what causes electric shock.
Electricity is a closed circuit. It comes into your house via the meter. It goes into your electrical panel, and it distributes from the circuit breakers into the wiring, into your outlet. And then you plug into it. Electric shock means you basically you come into contact somewhere along that path. You come into contact with either a damaged cord, a damaged outlet, and you're part of that path. You're part of that circuit. It's not intentional, and bad things happen. And the shock, the severity of the shock depends upon the amount of current and the time exposed to that current. So none of that's any good, and you want to prevent that.
Go to www.ndsc.org to register for an electrical safety training, including high voltage, low voltage, or electrical hazard awareness. That's ndsc.org.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
USA, helping America fuel better. Love that 4-for-4 special, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza. 2 cookies and a 20-ounce drink all day, every day, a $4 meal. And I never eat the second cookie. I save that for later. So it's a real meal. It's a good deal. 4 items, $4. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. More on President Trump's press conference yesterday. More on the federal efforts to assist in clearing the camp. We are day 191 of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. We'll talk about that with Congressman Cramer as well, and of course your calls, questions, and comments. Finishing our conversation right now with Lynn Helms, the Director of Mineral Resources for the state of North Dakota. A texter has taken me to task a little bit on my flippant remarks related to the December drop, and I sometimes I deserve to go to the woodshed, so I never mind the feedback for the listeners, but what they're saying here is the loss in oil tax collections in December is big money, and you never get that money back, and these numbers matter. And Lynn was just helping me with a little math here during the break. At $48, that's about $416,000 per day. If 31 days in December, you got over $13 million less that the state of North Dakota will have collected in December. That is not something that is insignificant. That is money you never get back, period, right? So that what would you say to that texter?
Boy, that is spot on, Scott, and you got great listeners. That is money that will not show up for 40 years. We'll get it at the end of the wells' lives, and so he's right. That's money that we don't ever get back. Fortunately, that's money that we weren't counting on. We had planned for 950,000 barrels a day, and we came in at 942. So we weren't counting on that money. Absolutely, you know, great to have it to fund important projects like infrastructure and grants to local communities out in the West. But we weren't counting on that money. It is a big impact on industry to take that kind of a loss. You know, their loss was nine times that. And so that will impact their cash flow going forward, and it'll probably mean a few less wells drilled and a few less wells fracked before the end of this year.
All right, a couple of things. We didn't quite finish on the rules and how important they are. Congressional rules, obviously important. You mentioned the vapor one as well. First of all, it's impossible to overstate the significance of fixing this BLM rule on the venting and flaring. That also doesn't just impact federal lands, but also trickles over into other lands as well. And, you know, does three affiliated tribes have a position on this, Lynn, that you're aware of?
They certainly do, Scott. They weighed in and supported our litigation against the rule and supported the CRA action. They did the analysis and said it cost them money. And so they like the state's plan for flaring reduction. They do not like the BLM plan, and they want to see this rule go away. So I think it's important that that gets weighed by our senators, that a big part of their constituency wants this rule to go away.
All right, yeah, I just received a text from a listener saying that the MHA Nation actually had a meeting with Senator Heitkamp this week to, their words, pressure her into voting for the CRA. What is the CRA again? What's that stand for? Congressional what?
Congressional Review Act.
Okay.
And so it allows Congress within 60 days of a rule going into place to review that rule and toss it out on a majority vote.
Yeah, and texter goes on to say, for her to be undecided on this is like being undecided on waters of the U.S. So it's a significant issue. So folks in the oil and gas area, please let her know how you feel. Any other rules before we go to next question for you, sir?
No, everything is just working its way through the courts, but please take a look at the director's cut and weigh in on that PHMSA rule. It's a terrible concept, a terrible idea. Sandia Labs is spending a bunch of time and money to figure this thing out, and we ought to let that study finish before we start putting any kind of rules out there.
What would that mean? I mean, would it just be that much less oil by rail just because of the cost of getting to that number?
I think it would do one of two things. It either would wipe out our oil by rail facilities because they're already struggling, trying to compete in this low-price environment, or we would have to build these enormous mini refineries, I guess you'd call them, or partial refineries out in western North Dakota to strip off the light end liquids, and then those would have to go out by rail car. So it actually would decrease the safety of what's moving on the rails because it would be the most volatile products moving on the rails, and then a crude oil that would have significantly less value to the refiners because it wouldn't have the butane in it that they need to make winter blend gasoline. So it would be very harmful. I mean, we're talking $2 a barrel just for the process to remove those liquids, and then the value of the crude oil is diminished by that or twice that.
Unfortunately, I only have a half a minute left, and give me 30 seconds or less on what's keeping you optimistic about the future.
I'll tell you, I've been talking to the people out in the patch, the guys with the frac crews and the workover rigs and the trucks, and they are anxious to get going. This oil price has them excited about the second half of 2017. We're going to see a lot of activity starting up in June and running through the second half of this year.
do you know you overperformed? You did that in about 15. So you're just a masterful job on the clock there. Next time, we need to talk a little bit about the legislative session. I know there's always things that, that are going on at the session related to regulating oil and gas as well. So we'll do that next time we have you on. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
All right. Have a great day, Scott.
Pat and Bismarck, you're first for Congressman Kramer on your Obamacare question and more calls. Well,
I know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring. That's right, folks. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, Stanley, and Tioga locations Wednesday morning, February 22nd, and meet MBI. Fill your cup for free. Learn more about this premier oil field services company in western North Dakota and find out about MBI's openings now for workover rig supervisors, operators, derrick hands, floor hands, for oil, water, and hot oil truck drivers, and for water transfer technicians, too. You'll enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com. That's MBIEnergyServices.com. Or meet MBI at Pinnacle and Stanley and Tioga Wednesday morning, February 22nd. And don't forget to tell them Scott sent you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof wood look flooring. It's up to 34% off, or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159, more from 59 cents, and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.